All right, class is back in session. It is the Midweek Minute with the superintendent, Dr. Michelle Eller, back in studio this morning. August 1st, and school is 6 days away.
Yes, it is.
What in the world? Time has flown by for the summer season, and you're here to tell us all about the great things that are happening with Sylacauga City Schools. First and foremost, how was your summer?
It was great.
Good.
It was great. I hope everyone else's was too. It was great and it was busy.
And you got some time at the lake a little bit?
Yes.
Good.
I had a little time at the lake with the grandchildren. Good. And that was a blessing.
Good. I'm so glad you seem rested and ready to get on with the new school year. So there are a lot of things to talk about. And of course, we call this the Midweek Minute with the superintendent, but it always is more than a minute because there's a lot to talk about. But we try and keep it as brief as possible when it comes to, you know, all the great things that are happening. Let's talk about some of the upgrades in preparation for the new school year. You have had upgrades at all the school properties, all the school, the individual schools, Indian Valley, Pinecrest, Nichols Lawson, and Sylacauga High School. Let's start with Indian Valley, a new playground. That's got to be fun, right?
Yes, we're so excited about this. And this was actually a project that was really spearheaded by Coach Brooks, mm-hmm, who is the PE teacher there at Indian Valley that those kids absolutely adore.
Yeah.
Can I just say?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
Coach Brooks is a great guy.
So if you've never been in his class, they love him. And so he said, look, we need a playground that's attached to the gym, that's accessible, one that's modern, that the children would really enjoy. And so we actually wrote a grant and received a grant to put in a playground there. And so we're excited about that.
Well, it looks great. The pictures that you showed me look phenomenal. I'm sure the kids are going to have a lot of fun on it. So Pinecrest, new awnings.
Yes.
That's going to be great for drop off and carpool and pick up and a digital sign and fencing. Talk about those things.
So we've got new awnings around the front.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be really neat to see. You know, we did we remodeled all the front entryways of each building. And so when we looked at Pinecrest and looked at remodeling that, we really looked at the condition of the awnings. And I said, you know, here we're doing all this work. We really need to fix these two. Yep. And so we did. They're also getting a new digital sign. We were hoping to have it installed this week. As you know, Mother Nature has not been kind with this random rain coming in.
It's been a little wet.
And so the equipment that needs to be used to trench the holes to put in the new signage might damage up our grounds a little bit.
But
it's
coming.
Too wet. But it's coming.
That's good.
It'll be on 280.
Yeah.
And then when I very first arrived, Coach Strickland got on to me about the fencing in front of Pinecrest. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but there's pretty black fencing on the side, but on the front across the gym playground area, it's older fencing, and it's kind of slooping down in some places. And so he has been begging for 3 years now for a new fence. So I'm excited to say.
It's finally happening.
Yes.
That's good.
Coach Strickland is getting his fence. So it just took me a minute.
That's good. Well, that helps with aesthetics, but more importantly, safety.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And, you know, that's been our main focus with all of our projects is safety and security.
Absolutely.
And Nichols Lawson, that's an exciting one. So my first year here, I learned about a project that was kind of birthed out of a seventh grade advisory class that was in Miss Coley's class.
Okay.
And they wanted to create a special needs playground for their peers.
How awesome is that?
And so they designed this. They designed it out, you know, the dimensions that it needed to be and the things that needed to be included in it. And so, once again, with grant money, we were able to make that come true. So when the students come back to school next week, our special needs students will have a new playground called Lots of Love. That's what the current high school class of 2027 named it.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. That is so special and so sweet. You know, I think that's really a testament to say, you know, this is what the kids are learning to be in the school, knowing how to treat others.
Right.
You know, and that being an idea that you said was birthed out of this classroom, that is so special. That means so much, I know, to
me,
so
that,
many people.
That's the most, I guess, if you had to have a favorite project.
Yeah.
That to me is the favorite project of this summer that we were able to do with the grant money is make that come true.
Absolutely love that. So one thing that people don't really get to see very much are the inside of the athletic facilities.
Yes.
We, you know, a lot of these things like the playgrounds and the digital signs, the awnings and all that kind of stuff is, you know, forward facing. Most people see, but not everybody is able to go inside of the indoor facilities. One of the big things is the field house.
Yes.
Right next to the stadium. That is a big, big, big deal.
Yes.
For morale, number one, but correct, also for the performance of your student athletes. Talk about this. This is a big overhaul. It hadn't happened in about 20 years, right?
Yes, yes. So, you know, Coach Smelly asked for myself and Tom Osborne, our CSFO, to come meet him out there last year.
Yeah.
And he said, I just want to walk you through the field house. You know, I don't typically get to go out there very often because it's mainly filled with athletes and they're either dressing or working out.
And probably stinky and smelly. And you don't, it's not really the
place
you want
to be. It's
not
my favorite place to go visit, you know, no offense. And so he said, you know, I need y'all to come out here. I want you to come out here and I've got a vision and I want to share it with you.
Right.
And so as we walked around and really took a good look at the field house, we were like, oh my goodness, we didn't know the bathrooms were this bad, or we didn't realize there were ice bath machines in there. And, you know, then we got to talking about how could we upgrade this in a way that, one, it's modern, it has the best equipment in there, but also it's structured in a way that multiple athletes could take advantage of it.
Sure.
Because, you know, you don't want to have an investment like that and say, oh, this is just for the football team.
Right.
You know, and we're very blessed at Sylacauga High School to be able to offer multiple sports for both males and females. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of reconfigured some things in the field house, not just new weights and all that, but even refigured where there's a back entrance way so that you can take advantage of the ice baths.
That's great.
There's a place to tape up the athletes. So there's a tape, there's a place for athletic trainers to be. That is separate from the other areas. So we know that our female athletes can come in and do the ice baths. Our volleyball players really love that. Mm-hmm. But tried to make it to where multiple sports could be able to utilize the upgrades in there. And I got to tour it yesterday, and it's absolutely amazing to see the difference. And we're not done. There's still, you know, some things to complete in there, but the students, the boys were super pumped about it.
And, oh, I can imagine. I mean, it just from going in there with our relationship with the school and, you know, interviewing coaches and players, I mean, you can, you know, it had some wear and tear on it. I mean, it is what it is. But now just new flooring, new ceilings, new paint, new weights. I mean, everything's branded. Everything looks so good.
Yes.
And like I said earlier, that's good for morale. That makes you really want to perform at a bigger and better level for sure. So those are the things that have been completed. You're still not done. Like we're going into the school year. You're still working.
Yes.
Like we've still got projects that are outgoing. What do you have at all these locations?
I was a little disheartened that the summer wasn't long enough for us to complete everything. I just have to tell you.
I got news for you. It's never long enough. But no, I mean, I know that you know, you want to cram everything in, but it's just not possible.
Yes. So Indian Valley is also going to get a new digital sign.
Okay.
Still working out location of where that's going to be on campus. Nichols Lawson is also getting a new digital sign. We were hoping to already have that installed as well. We're kind of working through some logistics there on installation. The high school is getting a brand new black box theater built inside a classroom.
Now, that sounds like it's got Dr. Michelle Eller written all over it.
Maybe a little bit. And we are constructing space for there to be an actual dressing room area and for prop storage.
That's great.
This way our theater students have a good practice space.
Mm-hmm.
They won't have to always go into the auditorium and use the auditorium because we use that auditorium for multiple things.
Sure.
And so they've got a good practice space that will actually be inside their classroom with the lighting that's needed, the sound that's needed. They can actually do some small performances in there if they want to.
That's great.
But then they have a good designated area for dressing and for prop storage, because those were some of the other things that we saw were not in place.
Well, I know that those ongoing projects are going to be something you're looking forward to completing as soon as possible. That's going to be great for the signs and for the students, of course. And then, you know, one thing that I think a lot of people don't really think about is transportation too. Like, I mean, You've got to get the kids to and from school somehow. Yes. What's going on with the transportation building?
So, as you know, we purchased that. We were able to purchase that several months ago.
This is over near the Avondale Mills area.
Correct. Yep. And so we have been doing a lot of cleanup, even on the outside. We kind of started outside in. So we've been cleaning up the grounds outside. Our new transportation supervisor's actually been spearheading most of that, Ward King. And so we were fortunate to get him because he had experience, one, with not only driving a bus, but he's also a bus mechanic.
It's a two-in-one deal right there. That's perfect.
Yes. And so with the cleanup of the outside, we've been able to do exterior painting. We've done a few little repairs on some of the roll-up doors that had, you know, with age, had kind of gotten a little out of whack. And so now that that's complete, we are working on getting ready for our next phase, which will be doing some remodeling inside, because our hope is to move some of our career tech classes to that facility.
Which will be perfect when the Safe Earth Project gets built. Everything will be all within walking distance.
Correct.
Smart move there, Dr. Eller. That is a pretty smart move. You have all these projects going on, as we've mentioned, and you still need people to make them happen, too.
Yes.
Like, even in the classroom, you still have some openings, some pretty big openings, as a matter of fact, four notable ones.
Yes, we've been working really hard to fill positions as they've come open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have had some last-minute positions that have come available.
Sure.
We are always looking for great talent. We're also always looking for local people that are wanting to invest in students and invest in our school system. So I want to put that plug there that, you know, there's alternate means to be certified, and we're, able to help with that. So we need a library media specialist at Pinecrest. That is a 10-month position. And if you're already certified as a teacher, you can actually enroll in a library media program online.
Okay.
And complete that certification to be a library media specialist. We need a visual art teacher at Nichols Lawson. You know, I'm very passionate about the arts.
Of course.
And making sure that we're offering those at every campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need a visual art teacher at Nichols Lawson. Once again, if you've got a degree in art, we can help you become certified to be able to teach art. We need a computer science teacher at the high school. Once again, if you've got a degree in computer science, we can easily help transition that into teaching computer science. And central office, we need a few spots filled. We need a technology technician that goes in and helps with the network wiring, troubleshooting devices, things of that nature. We always are looking for bus drivers, always. And we need an executive secretary for the central office as well.
You've got some positions to fill, and I know that there are people out there in the Sylacauga, Childersburg, Coosa Valley area that can make that happen. So what do they need to do? Visit the website?
Yes. Visit the website, www.scsboe.org. If you look up under Human Resources Personnel, you'll see a link that actually takes you. You have to apply through HireTrue.
Okay.
And there's a link on there that says HireTrue on there.
So scsboe.org is where you go to look at those personnel needs for the Sylacauga City School System. And there you have it. I mean, it's going to be a big school year. I know you're looking forward. What's one thing, the vision forward? We'll come back in May, and we'll see how we fared here on this. I'm putting you on the spot. But what's one thing, one big thing that you're looking for this year, and maybe one word that you would use to describe your outlook?
Well, I'll say our theme for this year, and I had my admin retreat Monday,
okay,
is diving and striving in 24-25.
Okay.
And so our goal is, we've made a lot of academic gains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just came back few weeks ago from Nashville receiving a national award.
Yes, of course. Oh, my goodness.
So we've made tremendous strides in all of our buildings academically, but we can always do more.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I want us to do now is not get complacent where we are,
sure,
but dive in and see what else can we do. Are there students we're missing? Is there a group we might be missing along the way, and how can we reach them?
Well, you are in a perfect position to help lead them. And I think the track record has shown that for the course of time. So looking forward to it, and I know it's going to be a good year. Yes. Dr. Michelle Eller, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Any information you need, scsboe.org. The Midweek Minute with the Superintendent. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.